Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to ask a quick little favor. If you could please go ahead and hit the follow button or subscribe button, it would mean the world to us. It just helps us to keep going, to keep increasing the vibration of positivity, and bring more value to you. So if you've got a moment, please go ahead and do that. And we hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. Hello and welcome to the space where we're discussing ideas around what it means to be in this state of time and most importantly, making positivity louder. No matter where you are around the world, welcome. No matter what mood you're in or what you're feeling, we hope this podcast helps to lift your vibration today. I'm Cash.
And I'm Perry.
And this is The Human Now.
Woo! What's up?
Oh, is this the song?
Ladies and gentlemen, he's in a suit.
Oh,
looking good. I thought it was only right.
Look good, feel good, baby.
Yeah, boy.
Am I?
Yeah.
I think I am.
Nice. Have you seen the Tiny Desk?
Not yet. No, man. Have you?
Highly recommend. Yes. Probably one of the better ones.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Okay. Gotta give that a watch then.
How you doing?
It's been a long day, man.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, it's been a super, super long day. I think I was probably about 95% close to saying, let's not do it today.
Oh, really?
When I was putting those videos out, man, it's been a long day. I haven't actually eaten anything the whole day. Got home, needed to get shit done, and that's it. But we're here.
Nice.
And that's why I'm still in a suit.
Yeah.
This is what I want to work.
Looking good. Let's get into the morale check.
Yeah, man.
And then we'll do a bit of gratitude, and then we'll get into the meat of today's show.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you're feeling.
I'm feeling a 20, man.
20?
Yeah.
He's on an empty stomach. Some would say that's better.
Mm-hmm.
We should talk about that one day.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah.
You can't. What more can you say?
Exactly. It's just overcoming the BS, man.
Yeah.
You know, when you put up with it for so long and you just overcome it, you do it.
Yep.
That's it.
Nice.
I've given it my all.
Yeah. Well, I see your 20 and I raise you another 5.
Man.
I'm at a 25, man. I'm feeling good. Same thing.
That's it.
Just, you know, you quiet the BS in your mind.
Yep.
You get through it.
Yeah.
You do the work.
Yep.
And Justin Timberlake, man. It's the power of music. I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm. Very good, man.
Yes.
Let's do a gratitude check, man. Mm-hmm. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for, I didn't actually think about this today. So bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for good music.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for communication.
Mm-hmm.
We had a family meeting over the weekend where sort of tensions were high between us and the boys.
All right.
So we had a family meeting and it was amazing.
That's cute.
It was amazing what happened.
Who called it?
We called it. Okay. Actually, and I called it.
Yeah.
We told them to write down what they need from us.
Oh,
and
wow.
We'll tell them in their head in their little books.
Yeah.
List of demands.
What were the demands? If you're allowed to share.
Yeah. I mean, the demands from Laksh, our younger one, 7-year-old, is like, wants to go to Moustache more often.
Cookie place.
Wants to go to like Rainbow's End. So it was all like silly things like that.
Yeah.
Raghav was the one who came and he's like, I just need you guys to tell us things nicely.
Okay.
Shout at us.
Yeah.
And then we had a discussion and said the reason that happens is because we ask you multiple times, you're not listening. Anyway, we agree that we shouldn't be shouting.
Yep.
Or I shouldn't be shouting. So we sort of came to a resolution there.
That's nice, man.
Yeah, it was good. And then today, like, I kept my temper in check with them, sort of gave them a little bit more grace.
Yeah.
They listened sometimes, didn't listen sometimes.
At least they know, right?
They're aware of it.
Yeah.
And they agreed that I didn't get angry.
Cool.
And so they acknowledged it and said that they will try and do things the first time they've been asked now. So that was nice.
Wow.
It was just nice.
I'm so happy to hear that.
The power
of
communication and I think if you sort of you gotta listen to be heard sometimes.
Yeah, and just the. A great example of what a healthy relationship
for sure, yeah, absolutely.
Is and
like
can
we,
be, you know,
we're very conscious that we don't want to push them away, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, one day, they're either going to want us in their lives or not.
Yeah.
And I think if we keep all lines of communication open and show that there's a mutual respect there, then when they're in their teenage years, the idea is that they're still happy to communicate with us because we've got an open and honest lines of communication.
Oh, well done to you guys, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It was cool.
And even just to treat them as human beings,
For sure.
Like this is how you communicate.
Correct.
Those skills are just going to carry through everywhere and everything.
Absolutely.
If I just say what I need to say and to take that time, that's epic, man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you?
Time and time again, I keep coming back to opportunities. And so today, another opportunity presented itself at work. Can't say too much about it. Mm-hmm. But just to be able to sit in the room, hear the types of discussions that are going on, to be a part of the project and the work, and then to go and deliver it, being in a place where we're just giving it our all. You know, I think it's not often that you get to be around. I'm talking about in the general sense, but for me, it's a little bit different because I'm right there with Phil and Tiff. They're the leaders of the business, and being able to make decisions and seeing them like in the room, almost like we're all on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
That was just, like we're all there trying to do this one thing together. That was, I'm just grateful for that.
It's a rare opportunity. Not a lot of people get that.
Definitely. And to be able to be on the same level or given the space, that I like the word agency, to be sitting in the room and then for Phil to be like, or for Tiff to be like, oh, Cash will explain this part.
Yeah.
So like often juniors, they're just sitting in the room, not really saying anything.
Told to sit in the corner and stay quiet.
Exactly.
Yep.
And the big dogs take over, whereas it's completely different over here. So
it's amazing.
That's what I'm grateful for, is that opportunity.
Yeah.
And to be given that agency.
That's awesome, man. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
I think that leads us nicely into today's topic of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the segue.
Yeah, man.
So I've always believed that if you look at someone's heroes.
Yep.
It tells you a lot about that person.
Yep.
Obviously, success leaves clues. You and I are big proponents for that sort of thinking.
Yep.
So I thought today let's discuss who our heroes are.
Track. Tune. Bonnie Tyler. That's right. This is all that was playing in my head the whole day. All right.
So I've got a hero song if you want to play hero song battle.
Oh, Enrique. How do you say his last name?
Iglesias.
Oh, there we go.
Whoa.
So... I need a hero. And you can be a hero.
Oh, man. Okay. So I just want to discuss who your heroes are.
Yeah, man.
Or hero. Let's sort of look at one.
Okay.
And then have you got multiple, do you?
I got five. We were meant to...
Oh, no, I said one and then five lessons you learned from the one.
Oh, I got five and one lesson from each.
Nice. Okay, well, whatever.
Guys, right now it says here, who are our heroes? _S.
Yeah, one for you, one for me.
Oh.
That's right. It's all good. You give us five and I'll give you my one with our...
Sounds good.
My five lessons
from this one. Should I go first then?
Absolutely.
All right. So number one for me, I think it goes to the OG of authenticity, kindness, and believing in yourself. It's none other than social media king.
Gary V.
Gary V. Just the message that he spreads is that stay in your own lane, be good at what you do, and turn up every day.
Yep.
Consistency is key. And if you don't want to do something, don't do it, you know, but don't ever cry about it.
True.
So for me, it's 100% authenticity and kindness from him. Second would be my mum.
Nice.
And the reason for that is the community is at her heart. She champions people. She's just like we've seen and had her in the room, you know, that love for people oozes out of her.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Number three is my boss, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
He's more like a best friend. But everything he stands for, he's just genius. You know, the way he thinks, the way he designs, the way he thinks about solving problems and creating solutions. To be around a person day in, day out is solutions orientated is just amazing. You know, like I'm always sitting there in awe being how did you do that?
Yep.
Even today, sitting there in the room, I'm just like, could I ever be that great?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so definitely a hero. Number four, none other than the greatest entertainer to ever live is Michael Jackson. You know, to think at the time when he rose and he was in his prime to be selling out worldwide when the means of communication weren't there. I feel like it is easier to become a superstar these days than it was back in the day. And to have your music and your kind of what you do reach at a global level, that's some next level.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? And then number five goes all the way back to my childhood. I can remember being 4 or 5 years old. It's Barney the Dinosaur. I think Barney taught me about imagination.
Yeah.
And that he could pull anything out of a bag.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you just got to have to live with love and care and kindness. But most importantly, it's to just have imagination. If you can think it, you can see it, you can believe it, you can achieve it. That's what I learned from Barney.
That's awesome.
That's my five heroes. So Gary Vee, my mum, my boss Phil, Michael Jackson, and Barney the Dinosaur.
Awesome. That's cool, man. Well done. Can you give us your top one? Is that going to be hard for you to do?
That's hard because they're all in different areas of my life or that different parts which make the sum total of who I am. So and that list was actually hard for me to
narrow down
and create even, you know, it took a bit of reflection, took a bit of thinking, but yeah.
So no?
Nah, not at the moment.
I won't push you. Cool. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, man. How about you?
Yeah. So my one is, someone who I've looked up to for a long time now. So I'll start describing him and you probably
guess
who it is, right? Yeah. So a master innovator.
I got it.
A design perfectionist and a visionary.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
Steve Jobs.
Mr. Steve Jobs himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's very few people in the world who have had the impact that this person has had. And to do it in multiple companies, multiple disciplines, and to have it and to build a legacy company as well is like
unheard
outstanding.
Of, right?
It is unheard of. And again, to do it, like you said about Michael Jackson, at the time that he was doing it, you know, he's sort of the grandfather of, you know, personal computing, if you like.
Yep.
So just an incredible, incredible, incredible human being. Well, I probably shouldn't say human being because there's stories of him being not a very nice person, but for what he did for technology and for the world and advancing us, I think he's way ahead of his time.
Yep.
And just to have the vision is something that I look up to and aspire towards. So my lessons that I've got from him. So the number one is build great teams. So like when I was with Nido and whenever I've sort of been within a company where I'm leading people, we know that you can't achieve anything without a team, right? And we've talked about this multiple times on the podcast. We say build communities around you, but I think at work, you've got to build great teams.
Yep.
He was asked once what was the greatest thing that he had ever designed. And he said it was the team that built the Mac.
Yeah.
So not a product, not the iPhone, not iPod, not the iPad. It was the team and that he was most proud of. And yeah, to be able to take that away and then just inspire a group of people to all move towards one common goal, like, is something that I've tried to emulate.
Yeah.
I've looked up to, and is the number one thing for success, I think.
Definitely.
In a big company like that. Number two is be aggressively passionate. So I've got a quote from him. He says, people say when you have a lot of passion for what you're doing, people say to have a lot of passion for what you're doing. And the reason is because it's so hard. So the things that you're doing are so hard that if you don't have any rational person will just give up.
True.
He went through so many, you know, hard times to be able to come back from a company that he built, was kicked out of.
That's right.
Then go and build another company.
Yep.
Then go and take over Pixar and build that up to what it is today. He had to have a lot of passion, right? There's a lot of sleepless nights. There's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of
obsessiveness, right?
Obsessiveness, absolutely. Yeah. And he was just so aggressively passionate about everything. Building, like I said, building the teams, the design intricacies.
Yeah.
Just everything. And he had to be the packaging, everything. And that's why Apple is what it is today.
Yeah.
There's no other company that I can think of out there that, you know, people are obsessing over packaging and, you know, just talking about
the whole
how,
experience, right?
Yeah, just like talking about how, what it is to open an iPhone box or a Mac box, or I think it's just incredible what he did there. So be aggressively passionate. And then even like with his keynote speeches, like he was able to communicate some of the simplest features, right? And there's videos of him describing something that Samsung has been doing for years, but the way he's talking about it, and the crowd goes insane because he's just exuding that much passion for what he's built.
No one knew what a keynote was before Steve Jobs.
Exactly. Cool. Number three is stay hungry, stay foolish. So this is from his commencement speech that he did. So I've got a couple of excerpts for you.
Yep.
So he says, your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. I mean, what more do you say? Mm-hmm. And then the next one is, he's talking about a magazine that he used to read when he was younger. They released their final issue. And so he says, on the back cover of their final issue was a photograph of an early morning country road, the kind you might find yourself hitchhiking on if you are adventurous. Beneath it were the words, stay hungry, stay foolish. It was their farewell message as they signed off, stay hungry, stay foolish. And I always wished that for myself, and now I wish that upon you. So stay hungry, stay foolish. Like, you know, just him to be able to take those four words.
Yeah.
But for it to mean so much by the way he lived, he was always his ideas were always fresh.
Yeah.
He never felt like, he always surrounded himself by people who he knew better than him. And he wasn't afraid to listen to them. And he was always stayed hungry for more.
I like the foolish part too.
Yeah.
You know, just not being afraid to have fun.
Exactly.
To let go, to try.
Exactly.
You know?
For sure. And then lesson number four is his ability to have a reality distortion field. So people would talk about him saying he would have a reality distortion field.
Right.
And so basically they would say that he was able to manipulate people and also just like bend reality to create the outcomes that he wanted. Like the most famous example that I can think of is the Mac project. To be able to create what he did and release it in the time frame that he did.
Yeah.
Like, well, he had to really bend people's reality to say, no, it is possible. I've written here, you can manipulate the world and the people around him to achieve whatever he set out to achieve. And I think, you know, when we talk about when you sort of get into spirituality and start thinking about that side of things and how everything that is that we see is not real.
That's right.
Right. And anything you want to achieve is possible as long as you have the belief and the mental capability to do so.
You just tune into the frequencies, man.
Absolutely. And he was able to do it multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, at that time, who would have thought that you could put 1,000 songs in your pocket?
Mm.
An iPad was never a thing before that.
No.
And yeah, so reality distortion field, just be able to bend reality to at your will. And then the last one is the most famous one is Think Different. And I want to play this speech in Steve Jobs's voice because the original one wasn't in his voice. So I'll play that for you now.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
And so it's that last line, the ones who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones that do, is what I find most inspiring, I think. There's a lot in there, right? he's just
maestro.
A maestro. He's the greatest. He is Apple. Apple is him. And he was crazy enough to think he could change the world. And he did.
Yep.
And I think if we sort of strive and I strive to, you know, if we strive to live by even 10% of what his work ethic and his attitude towards his work was, I think anyone could be great.
Definitely.
And then to be able to like make an ad like that, he wrote a lot of it or, you know, a few of those lines himself.
Yep.
So we know that's something that he truly believed, and to be able to have an ad, have the guts to have an ad for a computer company with Muhammad Ali, Charlie Chaplin,
Picasso,
Mahatma Gandhi, Ansel Adams, Martin Luther King Jr.
Yep.
Like the type of visionary that is able to do that speaks a lot to who he is.
Yep.
And to how he thought about Apple being more than just a computer company. That's my five.
Boomfa.
he's on my wall. He's my goat.
Why is it important to have heroes?
I think it gives us something to strive towards. I think, like I said at the start, success leaves clues, right? Mm. Like I believe that there's no new problem in the world, right? Someone has already been through what you've been through.
Yep.
Someone has already experienced it, and someone's probably already made a video or written about it somewhere.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to look up to these people, to have something to strive towards or to look up to, and to open up the possibilities in your mind that anything is possible. Like Steve Jobs has himself said that you need to realize that everything that you see in this world is not made by anyone that's smarter than you, you know?
Yeah.
And to have that sort of thinking, it means if any of these people that you look up to are capable of doing what they were able to do, then why not you? Yeah. What about yourself?
Yeah, man. I think it's important because it instills this belief.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do it, I can do it.
Absolutely.
You know, and yeah, it's just success leaves clues.
Mm.
And having that passion, that hunger, you know, when you believe in something, a virtue or a value, or wanting to solve something so much,
yeah.
Like it doesn't, we're not talking about changing everyone's world. You know, you can change everyone's world. You can be a Steve Jobs, but you could also change your family's world.
Absolutely.
You know, you can be your family's hero.
Yep.
You know, if your family's been one way forever, you could be the person who changes it at that trajectory.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's just about having the belief and the passion and the obsession of that one value. That's why I think, yeah.
So important.
Heroes are important.
For sure. Cool, man.
All right.
All right. What are you talking about next?
Moving into quote of the week, which almost has transitioned into.
I saw you put the quote up and I was like.
the movie excerpt. Because I love Star Wars. I was trying to look for a Star Wars quote and then I was like, no. Let's just rein it back to what I feel good watching.
Yeah.
You know, like Star Wars makes me feel good, but this is just on another level.
Yeah, yeah.
It's from the OG Kung Fu Panda. And it's kind of the dialogue between Kung Fu Panda, so Po, and his dad, Mr. Ping. And he's talking to him about the secret sauce.
Cool. So I will play the part of Kung Fu Panda.
I don't have the, I can't do the voice, man.
That's probably a dangerous thing to start going into.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Play it?
Yeah, play it.
I don't know, Dad. Honestly, sometimes I can't believe I'm actually your son.
Oh, Paul, I think it's time I told you something I should have told you a long time ago.
Okay.
The secret ingredient of my secret ingredient soup.
Oh.
Come here. The secret ingredient is nothing.
Huh?
You heard me. Nothing. There is no secret ingredient.
Wait. It's just plain old noodle soup? You don't add some kind of special sauce or something?
Don't have to. To make something special, you just have to believe it's special.
There is no secret ingredient.
It's just normal noodle soup.
You just have to believe it's special. So the context there is that Po is the dragon warrior and he's opened up the scroll and the scroll is considered to have the secret to becoming the dragon warrior. Mm-hmm. And when he opens it, it's just blank. There's nothing. It's blank and all he can see is his reflection.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been trying to figure out for so long, what is the secret? And this dumb scroll has nothing. And then he goes and talks to his dad. And like he says, he tells him what the secret ingredient, which is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So all this time he's believed that there's a secret ingredient which makes his dad's noodles special. Only to find out there's nothing at all. But that you have to believe in that there is something.
Mm.
And so I thought it was just nice and fitting around this idea of heroes, you know, and if we are all to become dragon warriors, what do we all need? You know, what is it that do our heroes have that special sauce?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's all self-belief.
Yep.
If you believe so much in that you are the dragon warrior, that you can be whatever you want to be, then
you are special, yeah. You can become.
You know, and then it's about making others believe that too. You know, Mr. Ping sells his noodles and he says there's a special sauce in here. You're going to believe there's a special sauce and then you're going to taste them. Like, there is a special sauce.
For sure.
So, yeah. What about you? What do you take away from that?
Yeah, no, I think you've summarized it nicely. I think the symbolism of him opening up the scroll and seeing his reflection is also very is very beautiful as well. It's a matter of realizing that it's already within.
Yeah.
You are what is special. It's like it's not a matter of discovering, it's a matter of revealing that it's already there. There's nothing Nothing needed to add to your specialness.
Yeah.
Just uncover it. So yeah, I really like that one.
Definitely, man.
Thank you. Cool.
All right.
Nice.
So last episode we said we set ourselves a little challenge and we said we needed to do something before we turned up or by this episode. And that was based on the imposter syndrome mm-hmm. that we've both been experiencing for a very, very long time. So did you do what was need to be done?
You know what? We set a challenge to do a video.
Yeah.
One video, and I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize because I made two videos. Your boy. Yep. So yes, I did my challenge. Mm-hmm. I've got two videos out on TikTok. And yeah, a lot of imposter syndrome was there, but I sort of just calmed my nervous system, mm-hmm. just breathed through it.
Yep.
And just went. And is it my best work? Probably not.
Yeah.
Is it going to get better? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So
how do you feel?
Feel good. Like I said, I came in here at a 25.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, just being able to put all that BS aside and just do it.
Yeah.
And it was quick.
Was it?
It was quick. It was natural.
Yep.
I think I took longer to edit it than I did to
shoot it.
Script and shoot.
Cool.
So yeah, so like what's stopping me from doing another two tomorrow?
Yeah, man.
Nothing.
Nice.
Nothing.
It's gotta have a secret sauce.
Exactly. What about you? Did you do your task?
We all know what my time management is like right now. and so yeah, I had a full day at work and then I was like, we're recording tonight and I had a job to do. And yeah, unfortunately I didn't do one, but I did two.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Two videos as well, man. And
I commend you because you did have a full day at work. You haven't eaten. You're still in your work clothes. So yeah. I'm really proud that you
there's still a job to be done.
And did it, yeah.
And we're in this together and we did it. And yeah, I was sitting here, I just pretended I was just having a conversation with you.
Mm.
And what would I say to you or someone else?
Yep.
And oh my gosh, there's just takes where you're just talking and you're like, oh. And then you just start up and you just do it and you just do it and you just do it. But then at the same time, you're like, oh man, like when I'm editing it, I was like, man, like you just look like the biggest tool sitting there in your suit, you know? Like, what are you doing? But I was like, I already had the insecurity that if I wasn't wearing something good, I wasn't somewhere that sounded nice and looked nice, then does it fit the part, you know? But all of that is the BS that I just absolutely. Need to get over.
For sure.
You know, because I know that there's going to be a time where I'm just going to be able to pull up the phone, take a video, put it out
absolutely.
There, not care.
Yep.
You know, but it's you just got to, you can't get to step 10 unless you've taken step one.
Amen.
You know, and for us, that was step one.
For sure.
Just do it, get it out there. And now that we've done it, just
easy.
On the next one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, not easy, but it's easier.
Yeah.
For sure. And for me, it was like all the talk of, you know, it needs to look a certain way and all of the similar stuff came up and I was like, no, I'm just going to pull out my phone. I didn't set up my camera with the mic and all of that. I just removed all friction.
Yep.
Made it as easy as possible.
Remove all the variables, right?
Absolutely. Yep. And then I just went for it. And it happened.
There we go.
Yeah, boy.
We don't just talk the talk, man.
Exactly. We walk the walk, baby.
Mm-mm-mm.
For sure. Cool, man.
I was watching a Gary Vee video as well, and it was kind of, it's just coincidence. You know, these things have a timing and they just pop up. And it was about him talking about like why you didn't post the video. You just, the bottom line is you're just scared.
Yep.
Once you overcome that fear, once you do it, when it starts coming from a place of help and service, when you start thinking self-inclusive, self-inclusive mindset rather than self-centered, you just get into a flow, man. It was good. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, for sure.
So where can people find that video, man?
It's on TikTok at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be on Instagram shortly.
Yeah. I think that's the next step, eh?
That's the barrier to cross.
Yeah. So we'll get there.
Slowly. Baby steps.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I think it was Martin Luther King who said, if you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. Mm. I'm paraphrasing and probably misquoting, but if you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl.
Yeah.
Is, you know, just make sure you keep moving.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Nice work, man. I'm proud of us.
I'm very proud of us.
You did good.
Awesome.
Is that us?
That's us. Take us out.
How you feeling?
I feel good, man. I've got a song ready to go.
Yeah. Where's the morale before we leave?
You know what? I think I've peaked at an all-time 67. Yes. There's so much more to go.
Yeah, man.
What about yourself?
I'm an all-time 100. I'm feeling good. It's been a great day. I've enjoyed the conversation and I love that we said we'd do something and we did it. Mm-hmm. And the only two people that care about that are you and I.
For sure.
You know, doesn't care what anyone else thinks. No. It's done. It's out there. Let's move on.
Absolutely. Bigger and better things.
Good.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, I just want to thank everyone who's tuned in today. If you're driving to work, if you're listening to this while you're doing the dishes, you're vacuuming the house, you're cleaning the toilet, doesn't matter what you're doing, we hope this podcast has helped to lift your vibration. I hope you're feeling like 100. I'm feeling good. Perry's feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're here to do. So yeah, what more can we say? Until next time.
Be human. Be now. And again, from one of your heroes, this banger. You know what?
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Man, you gotta see some of these streaming numbers. Cool.
He's an OG,
I
man.
I love you, you love me. We're best friends like friends should be. With a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me?